Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of studies out of the book of Deuteronomy. So get close to your radio and get your Bible now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Whenever something is an abomination, God said, that makes me vomit. Is y'all got it? I don't know now another word. I'm trying to go to your neighborhood. Amen. Amen. I went high and low. I used to hear rich folks say, oh, mom, I'm about to puke. Hello, somebody. Huh? Yeah, you know, we used to say throw up, you know, where I come from. I'm finna throw up. I'm so sick, I'm about to throw up. And when I went to school, I learned, you know, puke. So mama said, you say what? That's about to puke. Feel like I'm finna puke here. All right. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Now, so God is telling them, don't get into the occult. Now, why is that? It's because behind those idols are demons. When you start talking about getting in touch with your spirit guide, hello, somebody. See, today, people done been conditioning to accept stuff like that, to get in touch with your spirit guide. You know, we got shows like The Medium today. And there used to be an evening show called The Crossing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? This guy was into divination, and he could be, oh, I hear so-and-so, whose name is Julie? Okay, all right. And then he'll start talking about what's going on in Judy's life and stuff and what have you, and about the car that, you know, needs to be sold and stuff like that. And this lady, oh, so he sees me and hears me. Done got in touch with the familiar spirit. Amen. Amen. Done got in touch with demons. Amen. See, even in the church today, we don't really want to use, you know, names like demons and what have you. You know, we'll talk about spirit guides and what have you. Amen. Yeah. Spirit guide. Getting in touch with the demon guy. Yeah, that's all that is. That's all that is. Now, God says don't do that because that make a person sick. And you got to keep in mind, most of the time folks say, oh, but see, they told me the truth. And, how else they could have known that? The devil been around for ages. Amen. Like your familiar spirit, like you got a guardian angel, you got a guardian demon that knows everything about you. And this demon can be right here and can just jump right here and whisper in my ear everything about her. Amen. She said, oh man, did she just give me all her money and everything? Amen. And then the demon just gone back home with her. You see how that work? And distance is nothing for no demon. I mean, you can call Miss Cleo in California, and the demon can be over here just like that. Because time and space is nothing for them. Boom. Yeah, I mean, they can be from heaven to earth in a second. Amen. When you die, You're going to be changed in, the Bible say, the twinkle of an eye. When you die, you're going to be in heaven that fast. You didn't know you had that kind of supersonic spirit in you, did you? You can see sometime on Sunday, it almost be coming out of me. Amen, my supersonic spirit. Amen, because when I die, you'll be in heaven just like that. Bat your eye. Bat your eye right quick. Now, that was a bat of the eye. The Bible didn't say at the bat of an eye. It said at a twinkle of an eye. It's like when your eye jump. Your eye jump, you don't even know it done jumped. You say, oh, my eye jumped. My eye jumping. But it done jump. It's faster than that. Now, you think about it. You done left earth and then went all the way to heaven. Just like that. Before you can pop your finger good. That's what we're talking about. These angels can move just like that. And just think, if angels can move just like that, think of how fast God can move. Wow. That's something to think about. Amen. Amen. So let's move on a little bit further. So we talk about the occult. So Moses told him about the occult. Don't get into the occult. The last thing, the last sermon, it was a sermon on capital punishment. A sermon on capital punishment. Chapter 19. The first 10 verses talks about accidental death. If there's a accidental death, there was three cities that Moses says, I want y'all to set up three cities where you can run to if there's an accidental death. And so you will have a city of refuge, and you run to those cities because, see, back in Bible day, folks didn't play. So if you killed somebody, kin folks, the kin was coming after you. Amen. They come. So you better run. No, you ain't got time to run home. You better run to one of them cities. The closest city, you better run. Amen. Because if one of the kin folks caught you, they could kill you. Yeah. And so if you want to have a fair trial, you better run on to one of those cities. But then he talks about, in verse number 10, verse number 11, he talks about premeditated. If it's premeditated murder, then what should happen if there's premeditated murder? Let's find out what should happen. Verse number 11. But if any man hate his neighbor and lie in wait for him and rise up against him and smite him mortally that he die and flee into one of these cities, then the elders of the city shall send and fetch him thence and deliver him into the hand of the avenger, one of the kinfolks, the avenger of blood, that he may die. So the kin done caught up with him or at the gate of the city, and they said to go on, tell the preacher to deliver him on into the avenger of blood so that he may die. Verse 13, thine eyes shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee. So God says, kill him. Wait a minute. Is that right? The death penalty? This, he talking about the death penalty. He ought to get the death penalty. And he said the avenger of the blood, one of the kinfolks, ought to do it. Isn't that something? and God says you need to do it, that it'll be well with thee. Isn't that something? In other words, that no curse will come upon the land. Because when you allow a person to take another person's life, that's really not a scratch against that person. That's a scratch against God. Why is that? Because that person is created in the image of God. What is the devil trying to do? The devil is trying to do the same thing that God is trying to do. God is trying to get people to look like him. The devil is trying to get people to look like him. How do you know whenever the devil is involved in any situation? What is his three fingerprints? The devil, when he show up, look for these three fingerprints. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. Did anybody get something stole from him? The devil done showed up. The devil is working through that person. See, that's why you don't so much get mad at people, because there's a spirit that's working through that person. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, rulers, wicked spirits that hang out in high places. Yeah. Yeah. So you go ahead and you implement the death penalty so that that can be a deterrent against killing. Why is it that in countries that practice the death penalty, swift death penalty. I ain't talking about leaving a person on death row 20 years before they get full and fat and everything, watching TV every day. I ain't talking about that. Why is it in these countries like Saudi Arabia, you don't see a lot of the crime that we have in America in those countries? Why is it that theft in those countries, in Jordan and in Saudi Arabia, is down to 1% and 2%? They cut their hands and fingers and stuff off. Somebody commit adultery and stuff, they castrate them. Or kill them. They don't play that in there. If a man knew that he was going to get castrated, hello, somebody. Huh? You take that man's daughter and lay down with her and she get pregnant, and you talking about you ain't going to marry her? That would be your last time. You should have enjoyed it that time, because you won't enjoy it no more. They're finna do some operating on you, brother. You better go on and marry right quick. Because they don't play. Now, in our country, you think about our country today. That's the problem. Think about the Tiger Woods situation. Those ladies knew what they was doing. And now they are celebrities. In the Bible, those ladies coming forth to my, I slept with Tiger Woods. They've been on stone them. See, it's popular to come out the closet. You see what I'm saying? Stuff like that used to be a shame if a person did do something like that. Now, you think how crazy these ladies are. Think how crazy they are. Some of them getting $5,000 a month, some getting $10,000 a month. Where they gonna get their money at now? Huh? See, they thinking that they gonna get on Oprah and they thinking that they gonna, you know, write a book and stuff. After a while, that's gonna die down. And do you know the average person that has won the lottery is broke today? Hello, somebody. See, God knows what he's doing. If you could manage that kind of money, I think God would have already done fixed it. Some kind of way to already done put you in that class where you're going in that direction. Y'all getting awfully quiet on me. Oh, that's right. Wednesday night is the scratch night. I'm sorry. But not here at Bible Way. Not here at Bible Way, you know. Yeah. All right. But notice now, look at this capital punishment. Look at what he says here at verse number 13. Thy eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent from Israel, that it may go well with thee. Thou shalt not remove the neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou hast inherited in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess. Now, verse 15. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity. Now listen to this good. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity. I don't care what he done. One witness can't condemn him. Or for any sin. In any sin that he sinned at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. See, whenever God does anything on earth, it's got to be confirmed by two or three witnesses. Whenever God does anything on earth, he's going to confirm it with two or three witnesses. Even when you get married today, the court still requires two witnesses. Amen. Still requires two witnesses. Amen. So if you're going to get married, you can't just say, well, we got married. No, it's got to be two or three witnesses that witness that. Got to be two or three witnesses. Now, why is it that God says, even if they do sin, one witness can't condemn them? Why one person can't condemn another person? Huh? False accusers. Yeah. We really don't know, do we? I mean, this person may have a grudge against that person, huh? Amen. So, and then God done set forth the pattern. Anytime he do something, is always two witnesses. Why is that? Because in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, when the Father does something, what? The Holy Spirit and the Son sees it. When the Son does something, the Father. Yeah. So there's always two witnesses. And a lot of time, sometimes I don't deal with stuff in the church because I just got one witness. A lot of times people say, Pastor, why you won't go on? Because I say, did anybody else see it? No, I'm the only one. Well, God's going to reveal it. In other words, it's not time yet for it to be revealed. Yeah, because see, what will easily happen, God don't like for people to be in a personal situation. Because when you go and tell on somebody, people take that personally. Hello, somebody. And so most of the time, whenever something is going to be revealed, particularly in the church, it's going to be more than two people done saw it. Most of the time in the church, it's going to be some folks done saw it. Three, four, five, six people done saw it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad he worked it like that. Amen. So if you just know something and nobody else know it, just keep praying. Because what God is doing right now, I said God is giving that person another chance. He's giving them a chance to go on and change. But one day God is going to pull the sheets off and it's going to be exposed. A lot of folks going to see it. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And then verse number 18, it said, and the judges shall make diligent inquiry, and behold, if the witness be a false witness and has testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he has thought to have done unto his brother, so shall thou put the evil away from among you. Now, what if you got a false witness? What if somebody tell a story? They just want to kill somebody, get somebody removed out their life. Yeah. Whatever was supposed to happen to that other person, it says, needs to happen to him. So God didn't play. Do you see why Israel was a holy place? God didn't play. Now, the question I want to know, is America under a curse? I think because we are just letting crime run wild and we are not dealing with things according to the Bible, America is under a curse. Yeah, I believe America is up under a curse. Think about it. What do the every Sunday we do a Bible covenant. What do we say? You obey God, what will happen? Blessings will come. You disobey God, curses will come. I think these curses is in the land. You think about it. Every so many years now, we are dealing with some kind of flu. Have y'all noticed that? The bird flu. A couple of years ago was the bird flu. Y'all remember that? And now this year it's the swine flu. And we keep seeing all of these different diseases and pestilence and stuff. And the banking crisis. And, you know, President Obama trying to do it the best he can. But these bankers, they just ain't cooperating. Yeah. Because if the truth be told, America is bankrupt. Yeah. America is bankrupt. Yeah, I mean, see, you can dock those papers. Anybody can dock up some papers to make it look like on paper you got some money. I mean, you can make it look like you're a millionaire. Hello, somebody. Amen. You can dock up some papers. Amen. Make it look like you're the richest man in the world. Amen. And put on your nice suit and stuff. You can fool a couple people. Hello. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. But America is going to have to come to a place of repentance. And once we come to a place of repentance, then I think God can heal our land. All right. But those are the three things that I wanted to look at tonight.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.